Mark, you know, getting stoned on the radio is not a good idea. Even though it's not really the radio, so I shouldn't call it radio, but
Stoned on the radio.
it's a good that would be a good country. I'm pretty sure it's probably already been written. It's probably already been written out there. Mark, we are live now. I just didn't tell you. I was just gonna let you do something illegal to start the show because I couldn't find
What?
music. Well, that's my thought process here. I couldn't find opening music quick enough, and I was like, "What else can I do here?" I'm like, "Oh, let's expose Mark doing something illegal. That will counteract the fact that I don't have music." And it worked out perfectly, I think. It was almost better than music, really.
It was all just an act. None of this is real. Edit, edit, edit.
It was all an act. April Fools, we put all that together in
We
the
need
beginning.
a reverse safe word because there's a safe word for when we're off the air. We need one for when we're on the air as well. Usually we hear a sounder, but then not always.
So you hear a sound? You guys actually hear a sound when it goes live? Something's like live. You hear something?
Usually we hear like a pretty sick trap beat.
Oh, you mean when the show? Oh, like you? Oh, okay. I thought you actually. Never mind. I was overthinking what you had said. Big
No,
time.
it doesn't go like
Big
ding
time.
on the air in
Yeah, that's.
three, two, one.
Yeah, Mark. Thanks for putting salt in the wounds. I realized how stupid it sounds, but when you just
Are
did
we
it
for
again.
real on the air?
Of course, we're for real on the air. Why would I lie to you? It is 7:02. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you at this point. You're the
Nobody in the chat
dude.
still.
You're the
Apparently,
only one.
there's quite a few of you listening on TuneIn, which we appreciate a lot because it's a holiday weekend and people got shit to do.
Well,
We're
it's.
missing like half the fucking hosts, more than half.
It looks like our Survivor girls though said, "Where are y'all at?" And Alicia answered, "Apparently, getting baked." So, if that doesn't answer your question about being live, I don't know what does. I don't know what does, Mark. So,
Thanks, buddy.
I mean, I told you that I didn't have a song queued. Oh, here, look with this. Okay, now I have a song ready. So, but it's good. Jacob's already posted over here. Says, "Good, we're live. You are all either going to quell my rage at the idiots I'm dealing with tonight, or be the fuel for my spree." He calls it win-win. I don't know
Uh-oh.
if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that assessment that it's a win-win. I don't know. I don't know if it's a win-win. Myron, there's Myron. See, Mark, quit freaking out. People are checking in. They're here. Don't
Maybe
get
my
all worked
Chrome
up.
crashed and it's just not updating or something. Let's give this a shot. See if the whole thing comes burning to the ground.
Mark, you're doing it on one of those weird, like Apple computers, like that had the big backs on them. You know, the big booties with the
Oh man, I
color, the
miss those.
transparent color, the purples and the
Such pretty
oranges.
colors.
The banana yellow, or is it neon yellow? It's not banana yellow. That's a stupid banana. Stupid. That doesn't make any sense. That's
Bananas are stupid.
so undead. Ooh, undead's out. Wow. All right. So Mark, it is just going to be me and you. So, but we got to play everyone's sounders. I mean, it's just going to be weird if we don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll fit them in at some point. Anyways, it is Wednesday, November 23rd. Tomorrow's Turkey Day here in America. Turkey,
Oh
turkey.
shit.
God, it sounds like UFOs or bats. It doesn't really sound like a turkey.
It sounds like someone's scratching vinyl.
It might be. I don't know. It's supposed to be a turkey, but you know, Google could be lying to me. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever actually heard a turkey. I don't hang out with turkeys so much, other than the guys on this show. So,
Oh,
well, yeah, it's a fail. 4 minutes in and we fail.
you bunch of
Mark,
turkeys.
man. Don't see, you're already ruined. You should be thankful. Thankful for the turkey jokes. Thankful for the
Just
turkey.
pissing all over every joke you
And
got.
just be thankful. All right, Mark, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Tomorrow's a day of thanks here. We're thanking everybody for the great job they've done. Right.
Good
Mark,
job.
yeah, I didn't ask you to do it now. That's tomorrow. I was just asking you to agree with me that that was the point of it.
Sure.
Mark, I don't think you should be doing two things at the same time on the show. Two vices. Two vices is probably not working out for you. It's like crossing streams in Ghostbusters. It's not working for you. Don't be drinking and smoking the reefer. All right?
Drinking whiskey and beer and a little bit of Rizzlin'. I'll probably close the doors in my bathroom and smoke a cigarette out the window like I'm fucking 12 or something.
I was about to say, there's nothing wrong with smoking a cigarette. You don't need to inform us that the cigarette is involved at all in this whole situation.
Well, that's technically like four.
I guess so. But the cigarette's like kind of on the outside of the chalk line here. He's not. He's you're putting him in with a really bad crowd, and that's not where I was going with this. The cigarette doesn't count. I was talking about, you know, drinking. Cigarettes don't do anything for you, Mark. Drinking does. Right? Smoking marijuana does. Smoking a cigarette's not doing anything for you. Does it make you high, Mark?
Slightly. Okay. Not very much.
Then you are a 12-year-old girl, okay? Why are you still getting high off cigarettes? That's weird.
You get like a 5-second buzz and then you kind of just want another one.
What kind of cigarettes are you smoking? And how fast are you smoking these god-blessed things? You get a buzz off your cigarettes?
I mean, you might not feel it really, like if you've been smoking for a really long time, but I mean, you feel like shit when you don't get a cigarette and you want one, right? So it's sort of a mind-altering substance.
Mark, you're missing the point here that this is not in the same category. That's all I'm trying to convey to you right now, and you're not hearing that at all. You're definitely not hearing what I'm trying to tell you at all.
The cigarette doesn't count.
Yeah, thank you. All right, cigarette doesn't count. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. We are here live like we are every Wednesday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time at tmhsradio.com and TMHS Radio on the TuneIn app. It's the station name, all one word, TMHS Radio. Go check it out. TuneIn's a great app. Lovely app. Wonderful. Should be on all of your smartphones, all your smart devices. Put it on there.
It's great.
It's great. Join the Facebook group. There's crazy people over there. We've had a bunch of new people join. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Go post, and don't post about you're selling Ray-Ban sunglasses and all that stuff, because we'll have to kick you. We don't care about Ray-Bans, right? We all have our own stunners. We don't need any more. We're good here. We're good. All right, tonight we had things planned, and we no longer do, so we're going to be super thankful.
No shit.
We're super thankful for everything, though, and we're going to get into that. And we got to figure out this Midnight Massacre. It's come down to two Survivor girls. We got to figure out how we're going to handle that. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to give you guys, I don't know, some kind of show, something. But first we got to get into Guts.
Always check your candy.
All right, so since there are so many of us here, let me go random on this, as always.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Mark?
You've been watching Ash vs. Evil Dead? The Bruce Campbell quote at the end there just made me think of this last season and how much I love it.
Not
to totally sidestep the subject at hand, but...
No, it's a fair comment to make, because it is. It's good. I think TV shows in general right now have been pretty good. I mean, there's a couple moments here and there, but overall, the TV horror right now is really kicking on like all cylinders right now. I'm totally digging it.
Yeah, I can't wait until that one comes up in the old horror's biggest badass.
Yeah, that's going to be good too. I can't wait to get back into that tournament, but we had some issues, so we're not getting into that either. We'll get it.
You don't want to mention why that's an issue?
I don't know, because someone stole my fucking phone. It's horrible, man.
That sucks.
You don't really realize how much every once in a while I get on this case where I'm like, man, whatever. I'm not a slave to the 21st century. Fuck a phone. I don't need to be buried in it. Yes, I do. Like, I realize that you cannot live a day anymore without doing something on there. And it's not like, I don't mean like getting on and tweeting and twittering and Facebooking. I mean... everything, like from the fucking flashlight to everything on there. I swear to God, I need everything.
I stay connected to people like you guys. Like, we don't get to hang out like fucking in the same room basically ever. So
yeah, it's like a virtual.
Without that, I'd never talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's we're in our own little virtual oasis. Go read Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Yes. Oh, you've done that. So I'm excited about that movie. I know it's not really horror related.
When's that supposed to come out? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. I've
been talking about it for a long time, and I'm sure it's going to be one of the most expensive movies ever made.
Well, it's going to have to. If you're going to do it right, you're going to have to.
What?
I said, if you're going to do it right, you're going to have to. It's going to have to be the most expensive movie ever. I mean, you know.
Either that or you got to pull a John Dies at the end and just cut out everything that's like copywritten, which is 90% of it. So it'd be sort of pointless, but you could still do something and call it Ready Player One. That'd be similar, but. It would not be the same.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's
the
new.
The book's fucking great. Check it out if you haven't.
The movie just, it's good, but it just doesn't do the book justice. I don't know. I'm still waiting to see. Have you done the, you've done the second one, The Spiders?
No, I haven't done the second one.
Right, you need to do that now. Like now. Use your Audible credit now and
do
that.
Dude, I'm trying to finish Harry Potter, and then I got fucking new Star Wars one, Catalyst.
Yeah. Have you done any of those other, what's his name? James Luceno, whatever. That guy. Have you done any of his other ones?
Which one of the ones that came out last year did you write?
Darth Plagueis.
Didn't read it.
Okay. It's very, very drawn out. Like little bit story and a lot of background and history and stuff. That's just how he writes. But Catalyst is pretty good. Well, it's good. It's going to set you up really, really well for the movie. So definitely do Catalyst. And it's read by, if you do the Audible version, it's Jonathan Davis, I think, that does
that,
it.
That guy is fucking great.
He is great. Him and the Mark Thompson or whatever the other guy's name is that does the other Star Wars. They're all really good. They're really good at doing it.
Yeah.
But of course,
you can't go wrong with a Star Wars.
But you're doing the best
audiobook.
You're doing one of the best narrators, in my opinion, right now, and that's Jim Dale with Harry Potter.
Oh, dude, it's fucking great.
It destroys the movies. I'm sorry, his characters are so much better in the books.
I haven't seen the movies yet either, so I'm doing the fucking audiobooks like as I'm driving back and forth between towns for work, and they're really fucking good. That guy does like the voice work is fucking amazing. It was totally worth an Audible credit, and I'll probably do the rest of them. But yeah, I kind of want to get Catalyst, and gotta go back to It at some point.
Yeah, it's a great book. Other than
I got quite a ways into it. It's definitely gonna take me for fucking ever to finish, probably.
Yeah, but you get a better sense of a lot of things, you know, like with the house and the werewolf. You know what I mean? You see that, like, okay, well, the made-for-TV movie, you know, it touched on some of these points, but it really should have pulled more from the book because the book was terrifying.
See, I haven't seen the made-for-TV movie since I was, like, 11 or 10 or something, so I don't really remember it that well.
Damn, you need to go back and watch that, dude. What are you
doing? Should I do that or should I try and finish the book first?
Finish the book first. Lance, where do you go to listen live? Oh, yes. I don't know why I'm going to tell you live because you can't listen live yet. So I'll pass that along to Lance. All right. He'll get that. All right. So, Mark, your first question in guts, right? Are you ready to spill your guts?
God, I hope so. These are getting pretty tough. I got to hand it to you guys, but I think, lay it on me.
Alicia finished Channel Zero. Awesome. All right. Well, you got and what happened? What did you think?
Don't leave them hanging.
I know. You got to tell us. What did you think? All right. Let's see here. Your first one. What horror movie slash movies will you be watching on American Thanksgiving? Tomorrow, Mark, on Turkey Day.
All right. Well, here's the sort of sad thing. We're not doing family Thanksgiving until Friday because of people's schedule. So I don't have jack shit going on tomorrow. I'm probably just going to lay around and get drunk. I'm pretty sure I'm going to watch They Live because we're getting ready to do the thing on Fancy and Friends. And somebody asked me if we had done They Live at any point. I was like, no, but this seems like a pretty good time to do They Live. Because,
yeah,
I don't know, shit's real, real crazy in the world right now. And that movie becomes more and more relevant all the time.
Haven't we talked about like the wrestling scene in the alley of They Live like a million times on here?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. We have definitely talked about Alicia. Okay, good. Liked it a lot. Claudia, what did you think? Channel Zero. Come on. That's awesome. See, these people know. It's a good show. It's a really good show. You've got to check it out, Mark. I'm serious. Serious, man. Serious.
It's like $20 on fucking Amazon and it's not on anything else.
Dude, don't be like that. We know. We know better. We know better than that. There are ways that you could handle this. You choose not to unless you really want it. I've seen you. I know that you've done this. All right. So don't try to.
Yeah.
All right, so your next question. Wait, you didn't say. You just said you were getting drunk and watching They Live. Is that all? Movies?
I might put, like, Star Wars or something on, or I haven't watched Indiana Jones in a long time. I'm not sure if I even own any copies of those.
I don't have any of those. I used to have them when McDonald's released them on the VHS tapes. You could get them with your McDonald's meals.
Did Indiana Jones for those?
Yeah. Oh shit! Someone out there will know. They'll have the. I mean, I think it even had McDonald's printed on the side of the box, like the small logo, like up in the corner of the box.
I do remember them doing that, but I can never remember like what movies. Yeah, like, it was Pizza Hut did it, and
Else. Pizza Hut did too. Maybe Indiana. No, McDonald's. I'm pretty sure McDonald's was the one that did the Indiana Jones movies, but I could be wrong. I don't know. All right, so your next question, Mark. Sorry, I'm falling. I fell. I fell away from the microphone.
You fell? Are you okay?
I'm okay now. I'm a little shook up. But I'm all right. I'll be okay in the long run. I don't know what happened there. I just lost my balance. Your favorite anthology? It's an easy one. Myron says he's going to go easy. See? Be thankful, Mark. Thankful for that.
I'm really tempted to say Creepshow. Trying to think of something that might be better than Creepshow. And I can't.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of any. But it's not my turn to think of one, so I don't have to worry about that yet.
There's another one, but it's going to be my answer probably for this one coming up.
Oh, that what? No, that's not fair. Can you do that?
Well, ask the next question.
All right, here's the next question from Mike. Straight to DVD horror movie sequels, yay that or nay?
Not the question I thought you were going to ask.
That's the next question.
I'm not looking at it.
You said the next. Listen, goddammit. You said the next question. That's the
next
question.
All right, well, there's another one that we'll get back to. So straight to DVD, I mean, hasn't that phrase like kind of lost all meaning because almost nothing comes out in theaters, but a whole bunch of shit comes out on VOD?
Yeah, but you know what he means. That's exactly what he means. The same thing, Mark. Right, don't be so technical. That's exactly what he means. You know,
we're talking about sequels, I guess. So, I mean, like when Hellraiser started going straight to fucking DVD.
I mean, like did all the Candymans didn't all go to the theater, did they? I mean, Candyman 2 might have, right? Farewell to the Flesh, but I'm sure 3 never went to the theater.
Probably not.
All right, so yeah,
like bad. All the Tremors sequels are all straight to DVD.
Yeah, and what was the one Return of the Living Dead one that was so god awful that it's fun to watch? Like
the Sci-Fi Channel ones, or
oh yes, that one, the
Rave to the Grave, whatever the other one is.
I don't remember the other one, but Rave to the Grave. What a ridiculous ass movie!
See, those are made for TV, so those like as far as like the gore and shit, like kind of was dependent on what you could get away with on the Sci-Fi Channel.
No way.
But there was also that Reanimator sequel. It was the third one that like came out on video and the Sci-Fi Channel at the same time in two different versions.
Yeah, that's how
first time I saw it was on the Sci-Fi Channel with everything cut out, and it's fucking atrocious. And yeah, so I don't know. Complicated question, I guess.
Hey, I mean, it's Alicia says all I'm going to say is the last Chucky film.
Which was good.
Oh, yeah. Was that?
The other ones ran in theaters, and they fucking are not that good.
Yeah, Smoke, the Man Who Cannot Be Here. You're right. Return of the Living Dead, Necropolis.
Avoided like the clap.
He got the Mech Warrior shit going on his leg and shit, right?
That movie.
Robotics put on him or whatever. That's weird. But Rave for the Grave is fun to watch. It's hilarious. It's so stupid. But it's worth watching because it's so funny.
It's really bad.
I mean, they've got Tarman like hitchhiking at the end. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is.
Really bad Tarman.
It's a horrible Tarman, but it's still it's just fun to watch. I mean, come on, really? Was it? It's not like these things got worse by 5, right?
They spent about $5 on it because it had like a made for TV budget, basically.
Yeah,
they also did that with Beyond Reanimator, I think, and it's actually, if you see the uncut version of it, it's pretty decent.
Yeah, which is the one with the in the prison with the dick crawling around?
That's Beyond Reanimator.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. The version with the dick crawling around everywhere. It's fucking crazy. That was fun to watch though. But much more fun than these Return of the Living Dead movies. But, you know, they're all bad. Except for 3. 2 is silly. 2 is just a silly, silly movie with some good parts. Right?
I like 2.
I like 2, but it is silly. I mean, it doesn't... I mean, the first one was silly and, like, fucked up. Like, you know... You know what I mean? Like the first one had a little bit
more seriousness. I almost think you could like show to a kid and it's pretty not offensive.
Yeah, but that's probably why I didn't like it. It's just, the first one was just so much more like hardcore. I mean, that'd be like if Night of the Demons 2 came out and it was just like, you know, and it was a little bit sillier, but it still kept that darker grit to it. You know, this Return of Living Dead 2 just kind of went silly on it. 3 was good. Three was awesome. 3 goes back to good. And then 4.
3 is like the Hellraiser version of Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, but that one's so good. I think it's just because that chick is so hot. I really honestly think that that's what it is. I don't know.
And she's hot, but they do sick and fucked up shit in that fucking movie.
Yeah, but I think that's when she's hot. And then and Brian Yuzna did some really good shit, right? Wasn't it him? Or who was it that was on that?
Yeah.
Did because you remember the Mexican like leader of the drug gang and his neck is like a brachiosaurus. It's all like fucking way out in nowhere's land with the head attached
which
or
one?
Whatever. And 3. You remember they go chasing after her or whatever and like, you know, his neck gets all stretched out or some shit.
I haven't seen that one in a while. I need to revisit it.
Yeah, you need to watch
that. I'm surprised Scream Factory hasn't picked that one up. There must be rights issues with that thing or something.
Yeah, 3's great. 3's awesome. All right, so let's see. Where were you on your questions? This is the one that we were coming back to, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's Darren again. In honor of his birthday, what is your favorite non-Frankenstein Boris Karloff performance? Well,
first of all, since I've never gotten to do this, they say it's your birthday!
Oh, you can, because there's no one even here but me and you. No one will ever hear it.
Happy birthday, Boris Karloff. There's your Dr. Dark happy birthday.
Alicia said, what? The Chucky was awful looking. It was CGI.
I still enjoyed the movie.
I don't know if I like the Chucky.
I was taken a little bit aback by the CGI because we're so used to like how fucking 5 movies worth of fucking animatronic Chucky. And I still think some of that is animatronic, but like they enhanced, quote unquote, the eyes and shit with CGI. And yeah, some of it doesn't look that good, but I thought it was a pretty all right movie.
Yeah,
I liked it a fuck lot better than Seed of Chucky, I'll tell you that much.
I liked Bride of Chucky a lot, but Seed of Chucky was... I think it's just because I don't like that doll. He's so fucking weird looking. Ugh, I hate that thing. I really don't like him. It makes me sick. He makes me sick. All right, so that's all your guts?
The Boris Karloff movie, I think, was the question.
Oh, yeah, you didn't answer. Sabbath. Yeah. Oh, Black Sabbath. Which is a good choice.
Probably my second favorite anthology. And that's a movie I only discovered like since we've been doing this new run of the show. And I love, love, love that movie as far as anthologies go. Creepshow and Black Sabbath.
Yeah, those are good ones. That's good. All right, good, good. You see, you didn't shy away from any of them. You didn't shy away from any of them this time. That was excellent. All right. And the only other person here tonight. All right. So, what was the first question, Mark?
How the fuck do I know?
Because I just asked you the question. Like, that is why you should know, but you don't. So, it's all right. I got it, Mark. I'll ask myself the question.
Ask your own questions.
What horror movies will you be watching on American Thanksgiving?
That's the first one.
I will be watching the horror movie that is my football team getting slaughtered by the mutants of Dallas. That's what I'll be watching. And then after that, see, that's really going to depend on where I go. That'll be at 4.
Did you say the mutants of Dallas?
Yeah. Like
cool.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Are
not
they really mutants?
No, they're cowboys, Mark. They're cowboys.
Are they more like Fallout mutants or like X-Men mutants?
They're more like not Fallout mutants. They're like gross hills have eyes mutants. They're Dallas, man. They're Dallas. They're the fucking cowboys. Come on. Have you seen their owner? He looks like Kane from Poltergeist 2. All right? He is creepy.
Outlander!
He's a rich motherfucker, but he is scary. He is Kane scary. Creepy son of a bitch. Go pull up a picture of Jerry Jones. Look at that guy. He is fucking creepy. Kind of looks more like if...
I'm trying to find the guts questions. Where did those go?
I got them. It's a horror movie that I'll be watching on American Thanksgiving. And depending on if my team wins or not, Will depend on what horror movie I can watch. Like, I'll either go really aggressive if my team, like, loses, and I'll watch something like, I don't know, Inside, something of that nature, where it's going to be a bleak ending and a lot of
a real feel-good movie.
Yeah, I went something like that. And if we win, I'm probably going to pop in Scrooged or Gremlins. Not horror, but ghost story, and the other one is comedy horror. So yeah, I'll start my Christmas real fucking early, right on fucking Turkey Day, if my team wins. It's not going to happen, so I'll end up watching Inside. So that, to answer your question, Inside. That's what I'll be watching. All right, so favorite anthology. That would be, well, Mark, you said Creepshow, and I would say Creepshow is my favorite too, but if I had to go from second favorite, it would be Tales from the Crypt, the old school Tales from the Crypt movie.
Ah, nice.
And the other one that Vault of Horror. But either one of those. I think Tales from the Crypt's a little bit better, but they're both about the same.
I've never seen Vault of Horror.
It's the one where the business guys go down the elevator and all get off at the big table and they're all talking about the weird shit that's happened to them. Starts off with a guy going trying to kill his sister to get the inheritance. Goes to the vampire town. I just spoiled it.
You just threw so many cliches at me at once that I'm like,
I just spoiled. I spoiled the whole thing, so it's good that I confused you, so maybe you'll forget that I just
spoiled it. I'll hear it on the playback, and I'll just be like, well, don't need to see that.
Yeah, that's. I hope I didn't ruin that shit. It's gonna be really shitty. Oh, and then Alicia's posted the Bride of Chucky I Love You scene. Oh, Darren Wilson, that Mutant League football, that fucking game.
Hell yeah.
Mutant League hockey and Mutant League football were fucking amazing games. I wish they would bring those back, like bring them back properly. That would be awesome. Anyone play those games where you kill the refs? There's like holes all over the field. You could blow players up. I mean, you'd knock them the fuck out. There's all these like mutants and skeletons and oh man, it's a great fucking game. Really cool game. All right, next question. So that was anthologies.
Straight to video sequels.
I said yeah, because there's a couple I like. Do I like the idea in general? Probably not, but I'm not going to say that I don't like all of them, because there's several that I've thought of when we were talking about this that I do enjoy. Yeah, I mean, none of them that I would hold and say, oh, that's amazing. I enjoy all of those because they're silly and retarded.
I all enjoy everyone.
I don't know what's going on. I think
people have a way with words, and others have not that way.
Yeah, I think I was doing a little bit of the same thing you were doing on the show before the show, and got myself a little
drinking backwards. Irish whiskey.
Yeah, the latter. If you were about to say another one, which would have been marijuana, but you didn't, so we don't do
that around here.
No, of course not. Bones Jackson was the best in the MFL. Thank you, Smoke. Thanks for chiming in there, buddy. Well, you're not here. I love that he's working so hard. But he's chiming in no problem, right? Fucking douche.
Sounds like a pretty sweet job.
It is a pretty sweet job. The Dallas Cocksuckers, Lance from Texas. Oh, I really hope that I hope you weren't a Dallas Cowboy fan. I hope I didn't. But by saying Dallas Cocksuckers, I'd say that you don't
we offended don't enough people last week. We should just steer clear of like religion, politics, and fucking football.
Well, yeah, but it's Turkey Day, dude. I mean, Turkey Day and football go hand in hand, and usually I get to watch the Dallas Cowboys.
That's Charlie Brown. That's another. I'll probably put on Charlie Brown, probably put on the Garfield Thanksgiving special.
Oh yeah, wait, no. Garfield Thanksgiving is that one's good.
It's
right?
Not that good. It's no, the third best out of the three holiday ones.
Yeah, but that one's the good one because you know Grandma comes over and fixes the dinner because you know John can't. Because he's trying to score with the vet, right?
So what does he learn from that?
He learns to do the mashed potatoes and the candy yams. I don't know what he learns. I just like the song. That's all I know. but at least it doesn't go like the Christmas one where it gets really sad, right? Isn't that the one where Grandma's like, I sure miss your grandfather.
Yeah.
And it gets real like, you're like, damn, Grandma, what the fuck have you done to Christmas?
Well, it gets real.
Yeah, but if I wanted to watch that, I'd go watch the fucking Family Stone or something, all right? I'm watching Garfield because it's a fucking talking cat, all right? I don't want to be sad, all right? I don't want salt water falling out of my eye holes. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's Thanksgiving. Jesus Christ, Turkey Day, God damn it. Fuck. Where's the turkey? I lost him. There he is. Thank you, turkey. Thank you, turkey. Thanks so much. All right, and there's another question.
Boris Karloff.
All right. In honor of his birthday, favorite non-Frankenstein Boris Karloff performance. His best performance. Well, other than that, is going to go to what was his name? Jonathan Brewster in Arsenic and Old Lace. Because Arsenic and Old Lace is a great fucking movie. Boris Karloff.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, he's creepy shit in that. Where they keep talking about how he looks like Boris Karloff.
That movie was a 5-minute fancy. It's another one that I've only discovered in the last like 2.5, 3 some odd years.
It's an amazing movie. It's like the original Jim Carrey. That dude's got a rubber face like a motherfucker.
You watch that again. That might make a good Christmas movie.
It might. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. I don't know if it's at Christmas time though, right? It's in the fall, though, right? Isn't there leaves all through the graveyard when they're, you know, running around out there whistling at each other and all that weird shit they're doing? I don't know. I have to go back and watch it, too. It's been a while since I've watched it. But he was awesome in that movie. Really creepy. Really cool. So, yes. Arsenic and Old Lace.
Other choices included The Grinch.
Oh, The Grinch. Yes, that was the other one we were going to say. The Grinch.
He has one of those voices that, like, I could listen to him read the phone book, basically, and him narrating The Grinch is like one of the finest like vocal performances ever.
I can't wait to get to The Grinch. I can't wait to get to the Christmas, because we have some really good Christmas horror to watch, and the Christmas movies that aren't horror are bearable. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's going to watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation for the most part. Some people don't like it, but you know, everyone's going to watch that or A Christmas Story, and then you throw in all your, you know, Christmas horror. I mean, we sit down, you're going to watch A Nightmare Before Christmas again. Because, you know, Halloween's seriously out of that, 10, 20 minutes? And it's a nice reminder. It's like a fix. You're like, there's a little bit of Halloween for, you know. So it's cool. You've got something like that. You've got Gremlins. You know, you've got any version of A Christmas Carol. There's ghosts everywhere. You know what I mean? Scrooged is preferred. Scrooged is definitely preferred. But you've got all
the kids go to bed, you can put on some fucking Rare Exports.
Rare Exports, Krampus.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Black Christmas. What's the Spanish one we've talked about on here before, where they trap the Santa Claus thief down in the hole?
A Christmas Tale or something?
Oh, shit, yes. That one's fucking good, too. Yeah, there's a lot of good Christmas horror. Obviously, we'll start all that Christmas shit next week. So I don't know why we're blabbing about it now. We're just getting excited. We're going to start.
We're also going to have new Massacre. Massacre 2. Massacre Christmas 2. Style.
Oh, yes, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be great.
I have some ideas. We'll talk about it after the show, but it's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
And we're going to kill you all again.
Well, yeah, I think they enjoy it, right? Why would they be listening to a live
they're fucking,
horror
most
show?
Weeks they're lining up for it.
I mean, yeah, but we're down to just two survivors. How are we going to handle this, Mark? How are we going to handle the final two Survivor Girls of Midnight Massacre 1983?
I think... you open all of the rooms, because we're down to two. So what's going to happen is all the rooms are open. Every fucking room is full of corpses, except for maybe the dance floor might be pretty clean. Like, it seems like all the people that got shifted to neutral.
Wait, no, didn't they all die?
They all died at some point. I think almost every room has been hit at some point.
Well, that's perfect, though, because like we said, this sets up just like a slasher movie. Now they're going to run around in the big reveal of the dead bodies in every room. It's awesome.
All of the rooms open up. They're all full of corpses. The two ladies, Alicia and Monica, you both pick a room. We're going to roll the dice. Whoever gets hit first, the killer comes up and puts a fucking meat cleaver to the back of your head. And the survivor gets the fuck away, because she is the final girl.
Yeah, and our killer has to survive. We can't have him dying yet.
Oh, he's coming back. He's heading north to the North Pole for December.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for a little bit of slaying. A little bit of slaying. You know what, though? There's a lot of good books. There's a lot of good books that people need to get into, too. I was just thinking about that.
Is there a sounder for Danny's Book Nook?
It's Danny's Book Nook.
Settle on down with a cup of tea. We're going to talk about Danny's Book Nook.
It's the Red and the Dead, sir. The Red and the Dead.
Is it about commies or is it a Western?
No, Red as in, you know, R-E-A-D, motherfucker.
Ah.
Red. The Red. It's a play on it. It's a play on it. The Red and the Dead, Mark.
Works better in print.
Stay with me. Stay with me. I know it does. I didn't want to say that like that. I would have sounded stupid. I already sound stupid, but I would have sounded even stupider. Yeah, I probably couldn't do that again. All right. But yeah, there's a lot of good books. And we got to tell people now. Right? Because you can't tell people about books while we're in December. You know, by the time you start the book, you're going to be finishing it in like, you know, January, February. Who the fuck wants to be finishing a Christmas book after Christmas is over? So start them now. That's what you need to do, Mark. Use your Audible credit and do Nosferatu.
I did.
All right, well, do it again. Since you already have the book now, you might as well get your credits worth and do it a second time, because Kate Mulgrew does not disappoint, and the story is amazing, even the second and third and fourth and fifth time through. I'm on number five now. It's great. I'm telling you. It's something you could do every year. It's only 18 hours of your life devoted to audio listening, and it's worth it. And then you can shove another 12 hours of Krampus. Krampus is a great novel, too. It's another good one. Ronald Malfi's Snow. Snow is another good one to do. The Stupidest Angel. That's another good one. Have you done The Stupidest Angel?
No.
It's a really ridiculous, weird, weird book. Weird book. But it's about a little boy that he sees a guy dressed as Santa. He dies. And an angel is so adamant to help somebody that it brings this bum back to life that's dressed as Santa, because the little boy thinks it's really Santa that's dead. And, he's now the undead, and now zombies are spreading at Christmas, and it's fucking chaos. It's a ridiculous book, but you should check it out. But definitely do Nosferatu again. What the hell, Mark? You've got 18 hours.
Mark?
You're driving all the
I've
time.
I've already got like 100 hours worth of audiobooks downloaded that I need to get to. But
it's the Christmas spirit. Look. I am watching, like, certain movies and certain TV shows. I'm going to put some of those things on hold to embrace the Christmas movies. I don't watch Black Christmas in July. Right now I get to watch those movies. And not just Christmas movies. I feel safer because I don't live in an area like you do where it snows like 10 months out of 12. I don't get that luxury.
That's not an exaggeration.
No, it's not at all. I mean, it's pretty dead on accurate there. But I don't get that luxury, right? So I have to save all my snow movies for now, because right now it's cold enough. We get a little bit of snow. It's Christmas time. There's pine trees everywhere. So now I'm going to watch stuff like Frozen. That's The Shining. These aren't movies that,
I love snow movies. I feel you there. Like, I love, like, watching a movie with snow when it's snowing outside. I don't understand the psychology behind it or whatever, but it's probably from watching Empire Strikes Back, like, over Christmas break, like, probably a million times.
Yeah, dude, and it's just, it's the same with music in a car ride. Certain times of day, certain moods, certain songs apply better to the soundtrack of your fucking life, dude. It's just how it works out, man. It's just how your brain thinks. So, certain things are going to go with your mood, and you just feel better when it's snowing outside. I mean, you don't want to be sitting inside, you're freezing outside, it's snowing everywhere, and you're watching Sleepaway Camp. I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to watch Sleepaway Camp, quite a bit, but that's just, it doesn't work for me that way, Just like I don't want to sit inside and eat ice cream while I watch a blizzard outside. Or eat a bowl of hot chili while it's like 100 degrees outside. These are the reasons this doesn't work. I don't know why I felt the need to go that far into it to try to get the point across there. That was ridiculous. But anyways, that's
chili.
Yeah, Mark, is anything going on over in the chat room there? Or I'm going to have to hit the turkey buzzer again.
Russell C. mentioned Black Cat, which is also a fucking gobble gobble amazing movie.
Black Cat, yes. Yes. Yeah, Lance, you're right. Like, reading Game of Thrones, it takes a year per book. It really does. It really takes a while. That's why you just got to do audio. Speed the motherfucker up. Chipmunk it. It's fine. You'll still get the whole story, and you'll understand all of it. It works. All right, Mark, that's all the guts, and we're going to have to do this Midnight Massacre. I was holding off. I was trying to...
You should play the other Saunders just for funsies.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, because I have to kill time to try to find... look, Myron agrees. Loves Kate Mulgrew narrations, too. I'm telling you, she kills it, and it's just... If they do this into a movie, which it sucks because there's so many people I know that I really want to know the story of Nosferatu, and they're not going to sit down and read a book. And I just know the movie or some adaptation like that is just not going to do it any justice. You just can't do it justice. And you definitely can't do it unless you make somebody, some really creepy dude, play the guy, but you let Kate Mulgrew do the voice. No one is going to do the Charlie Manx voice like Kate Mulgrew. She's terrifying with that fucking voice. And she's got to voice all the kids. So you'd almost have to do like a claymation, like a Tim Burton, really dark rated R claymation, because you got to talk about mommy titties and gobbling cock and all that shit, because that's like 97% of Nosferatu. Not the actions of gobbling cock or any of that, just the actual phrase gobbling cock. I don't want people to not go check it out now because of that. I don't mean that at all. I'm going to stop talking about that. I don't want to ruin a good book, and I'm ruining it by saying really shitty things about it. They're stupid, so no more.
Good book. There's some dark fucking shit in it. but
it is really dark, but it's really good. Look, I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, you gotta listen to this. You gotta check this out. And my mom was fine. You know, she was, I'm sure she winced at some of those parts about some of that shit, but you know, she made it through and enjoyed the story. She saw through that shit. And enjoyed. Jacob actually suggests that we let them jello wrestle. That's the only way to pick the survivor. Look, Mark's like,
I mean, I'm not going to object to it. I'm not.
One contestant says if it's cherry. Jacob says cranberry. All right, they agreed. Cranberry works. But we haven't. So here's the thing.
It's full of antioxidants.
Yeah, you just sound. I wish I would have had music queued up right then because you just sounded like the fucking commercial. I just imagine you in those big slicker pants and you're standing out in the middle of one of those cranberry farms.
Fucking
in the
cranberries,
water.
Full of antioxidants.
Yeah, that's you. I saw you with your hat, like, you know, tilted a little bit high on your head there.
Drink more fucking cranberry, bitch.
Whoa. All right, they don't have cranberry farms like that in Brooklyn. What the hell are you talking about? They do not talk like that there.
Well, they might.
Oh, look,
there's probably
Alicia,
one.
Alicia's never read that one, and we'll have. If we're talking about Nosferatu, you need to get on it now, and you don't need to read it. Yes, read it, but you got to do the audible too. You just got to get a little sound of Kate Mulgrew so you can emulate her sound in your head when she's doing the voices. She's just, I can't say it enough, and she does just as good in the other Joe Hill book, The Fireman. But it's just,
I haven't done that one yet.
The Fireman is a really, it's not. It's really good, but it's not going to be what you're expecting coming out of something like Nosferatu or Horns. It's definitely, like, in reading the jacket cover, you know, like, oh, this virus, it spreads, you know, and all this stuff. It does sound like it would be a little wonky, but it's not. It is not. It's a really good story, and the characters are really good. And Kate Mulgrew destroys it again.
I've only done, like, a couple of the Joe Hill audiobooks off of Audible, but honestly, like, if you haven't read any of his shit or done any of the audiobooks, I would start with the audiobook of Lock and Key. It's obviously a graphic novel, like, so the audiobook of it's, like, more of a radio drama kind of thing, but it is really fucking good. It is so worth an Audible credit. Start there.
You had to spend an Audible credit on that?
No, I think I might have bought that one because it was only like $12 at the time. I don't know what it costs now.
No,
but
dude, it was
Lock and Key is fucking great.
Damn, dude, that thing was free on Audible for like 3 months last year.
I think maybe I might have snagged it then. I forget, but yeah, it's definitely worth $12. I can tell you that much.
All right, Alicia needs links. Yeah, we'll hook you up. We'll hook you up with links to some Kate Mulgrew audio bookage. It's good stuff. All right.
This show is brought to you by Audible.
I don't always get that guy. I don't get that guy anymore. There's two different dudes that do that shit, and I don't usually get that guy anymore. Only at the very end. Only at the very, very end of it.
Have you ever heard the one that's on Audible Kids?
I didn't know there was an Audible Kids. What the hell is an Audible Kids?
There's audiobooks. If they're classified as kids, it's like, this is Audible for kids, and it's a bunch of children, and it sounds fucking horrifying.
But dude, children's books can't be longer than what, like 20 minutes? Who the fuck would spend a credit on that?
Well, or you might have bought it. Like, I think I heard it on like a Star Wars book that I like downloaded. Probably not with a credit. It was probably something on sale or something. I keep an eye on that because the credit is like $15. So if it's cheaper than that,
yeah,
don't waste a credit on it, obviously. But
exactly. Martin says, Danny, tell Dark to start with 20th Century Ghosts. You need to start with 20th Century Ghosts, Mark.
Me?
Yes, you. He said Dark, but, you know, you do sound like Dark, so.
I've already done a few Joe Hills. I can't really start anywhere.
Have you? But, yeah, but 20th Century Ghosts, you should do.
I haven't done that one. I think I've heard you talk about it once or twice. All right,
there was Best New Horror, I think, was like the amazing story within a story where the story in the story is just as good as the story. It's ridiculous. It's good. And then the one about the inflatable boy, which sounds so ridiculous and is so fucking sad by the end of it. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you, man. That shit is sad. At the end of that one, you're just like, why am I getting the salt water going? What's up with this? I'm not kidding you, dude. It's just the way he writes it. It's a ridiculous concept, but he just destroys it. He knocks that shit out of the park. All the short stories in there were really good. The one about the cape, that's a wonderful evil bitch motherfucker ending. Oh, it's great. Yeah, 20th Century Ghost is really, really good. Really good. Joe Hill's kind of knocked it all out of the park, though. I can't say that, there's, always going to be one that's going to be my least favorite because they can't all be hugging, in the same big book orgy. But my least favorite is still going to be higher up than some of my favorites of other authors. I mean, Joe Hill just, he destroys it. Destroys it.
I'm trying to think what the hell the third one is that I've done. I've done Lock and Key and Nosferatu and... What the fuck was one of the other ones that was between those two?
Heart-Shaped Box?
No.
Horns?
No. Maybe I... Fuck. Maybe I haven't.
I don't know. Russell, that picture is definitely right. Definitely right. Dave Chappelle.
What's he posted?
It's the crackhead. Y'all got any more of them Audible credits? No, I'm not going to go into how I handle my Audible credits because I don't want to...
Do you get yours on the 13th?
No, I get mine on the 15th, and there are ways that I'll talk about it off air.
always return a book. That's the kind of sweet thing that they fucking say themselves. If you don't like the fucking book, fucking return it, and they'll give you your credit back. Yeah, and I've done that at least once or twice legitimately, where I was like, I'm not going to finish this fucking piece of shit.
I was about to say, yeah, just don't abuse it. Don't abuse that.
Like that Star Wars, what was the one that was like based on the game that came out last year?
Oh, Battlefront Twilight Company. That was a
Twilight
really
Company
one.
Was not good. I was very really, really war. Disappointed in that one.
Lance, sorry, the Scotsman is, he's sick. He cannot be here. It is, we hope he feels better because that's, no good to get. I don't know what I'm about to say. I was about to say, I hate getting sick in the cold, but then again, I hate getting sick in the fucking warm weather too. So fuck it. I just hate getting sick. So I feel bad for Duncan, but, we hope he feels better. And, I know we were supposed to do a Duncan defense for Thanksgiving, but really, I mean, can anyone defend Thanksgiving? I'm sure he could have actually, but I think he's got something worked up. He's gonna probably defend something at Christmas time. I'm sure, right? I got the feels. He probably will. So don't worry.
There was like 4 sequels to Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I have a feeling he's gonna just defend there. Something. I have a feeling. So everyone, wish Duncan, wish him well. I mean, he's not like seriously like that bad sick. It's a head cold.
He's got a head like a pumpkin.
I don't want all these people to start like posting over there. And he's like, what the fuck did they say? Like, I'm not, dying,
not dying
of something. No,
he's
no, he's got a head cold. You know, so, and it is super fucking late his time anyways. I don't know how he does it. He's a fucking trooper and he does like 27 shows, but it's crazy. And like what you were talking about earlier when we were doing Spill Your Guts, you are doing, and speaking of snow movies and perfect cold weather for these types of films, you're doing the thing with Fancy and Friends.
Hell yeah, This Saturday. I threw it out there if anybody wanted to fucking listen live, and I haven't checked in the last, like, hour or two, but... So that'll probably be pre-recorded. It's not on, like, YouTube or anything, so I can't put it on the Watch Together page so we could all get together and watch the thing together, but you should fucking own a copy if you're listening to the show, I would say.
I think most people do, right? Who doesn't
have
a copy of the
thing? It's dirt cheap on fucking DVD, if nothing else. Like, if you want to go fucking crazy, get the Scream Factory Blu-ray. It's like $25 on Amazon with Prime shipping. It's amazing. It's one of the, like, there's not very many movies that I consider, like, absolutely perfect. I really can't find a single goddamn fault with the thing. And obviously, we'll get more into this on the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, though. I mean, because you're right. It's not one that's going to get debated like that. Everyone enjoys it. It's going to be a good conversation, I'm sure.
I didn't really do a show in October. I think we watched the fucking horrible Corey Haim movie, The Watchers, and I never put it up. Like, I have yet to post that one. And, like, after the election, honestly, I was just like, you know what? I need something that's going to just, like, reinvigorate me. We need a movie that's, like, going to make people feel good. Because we went a couple episodes doing shitty movies. We did Watchers and Carnosaur 2. And those were a lot of fun. But, like, I want something that's, like, going to make me feel good by the end of it. And I was like, this is a good time to do The Thing.
Yeah, I think The Thing is a perfect fit. That's a good one.
Because I fucking love that movie so goddamn much.
So, and if, I know we've asked you this before, and we've talked about this before. I just can't remember now what you said. Have you watched that episode of The X-Files that basically is The Thing?
It's like a season two or three or one of the earlier episodes, kind of where it basically like is the thing. Like,
yeah, it's pretty neat though. Obviously on no level of that, but it was really neat that the X-Files threw the nod that way and went that way with it. Because it's a really creepy idea. You know what I mean? It is a really, really creepy idea.
It's a cool little tribute, and it like kind of like hit a lot of the same notes as the thing, like as far as like paranoia and who goes there type of shit. So
yeah, I think it's gonna be good conversations over there. So you're not gonna do it live? You're not gonna do it live? You're just gonna
probably not. I mean, if you're around and you want to push the live button, but
yeah, I
Saturday
Virginia Tech. Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be around. Good.
Definitely Jeff the Goat is gonna be there from Kiss the Goat.
Wait, are you serious? That's awesome.
Yeah. And hopefully Ryan Lewis, he's in the process of moving right now, but nice. Yeah, Ryan Lewis from Grapeshift Radio.
Nice on both. Nice on moving, and as long as it's a good moving, and nice on being on the Fancy and Friends the Thing discussion.
He's pulling an undead, and he's moving into some fucking sweet digs.
There you go. See, that's the way to go. Moving on up to the east side.
Mark. The day looks apartment in the sky.
Took you a second longer.
Moving on up.
There you go. Took you a second longer than I thought, but then you came out and you nailed it. So it's a ticket to Hollywood from the three of us here. You're moving on, Mark. It's great. Amazing. All right, so I'm gonna have to find the dice. The die. So when we come back, we can knock this Midnight Massacre thing out. You are really all about hitting the high notes right now, man. And I would have to say that you're doing a pretty excellent job of hitting those as well, though.
You're hitting them well. I'm surprised because, like I said, I've been like not talking to anybody for the last 2 days, living in my work truck and chain smoking. So
have you been pretending to be a girl in there talking to yourself? Like, is that what is that the revelation we're now having?
I wasn't sure if I was going to have much of a voice for this two-man show tonight.
Well, it's a good thing you did, because if you didn't, I would have hit the eject button. I'd have been like, what? And just jumped.
Danger Will Robinson abort.
Yeah, I would have jumped out of this, gone wait around for some turkey tomorrow. Man, I'm ready for some turkey. I swear to God.
Eaten it once this week.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know what? I don't care, because like as a kid, I'm like, oh, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit about Thanksgiving? It's just a giant fucking road cone in the way of goddamn Christmas. Fuck this holiday. But as an adult, I'm like, oh, my God, Christmas is going to drain all my motherfucking money. I just want to sit back and eat a bunch of free fucking food. I can't wait. I love Thanksgiving. It's so weird, but I do. I'm like, oh, my God, this is my Thanksgiving. I wake up tomorrow and I rush down. I'm like, oh, my God, look inside my sock. There's like stuffing and gravy and turkey. It's fucking amazing. Love it. Some pumpkin pie. Oh, nice warm cup of Joe. Nice warm bowl of a bowl. It's wonderful.
I dropped a bowl of stuffing at our work. That's where I ate turkey earlier this week.
And your Pyrex container, and you broke it. How the fuck did you break a Pyrex container? Those things don't break.
It was super hot. I'd been microwaving it for like 3 minutes, like hot. Like I cooked it the morning before I had to go into work. And thankfully I did two of them, because, yeah, one of them I knocked off the fucking shelf and it shattered into a million pieces and all that stuffing went all over the dirty floor.
Now, do you make your own stuffing, Mark, or are you still topping
no.
it? You're still
not
topping
for the,
it?
Not for the work fucking people. They got stovetop in a fucking box.
I love stovetop in a box. Are you kidding me?
It tastes pretty goddamn good, and it's easy as fuck.
I love it. My family goes all out, and they put like all these like they make you know, dressings with like or stuffing with like sausage stuff in it, and stuffing with these cranberries, and it's like a buffet of stuffings over on this side of all these tables, and I'm just like, man, where the fuck is the Stouffer's, dude? That is what I want. I mean, that stuff is great. I could just eat it
out of that box.
I could eat. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for, and it's never there. Sucks. I just have to bring my own box tomorrow. Fuck that.
Yeah, stovetop is dope.
It really is. It really fucking is. I'm not kidding.
This show is brought to you by fucking stovetop.
I wish it would, and they wouldn't even have to pay. I'd be like, dude, we will run
Send
your commercials.
Me some boxes, bitch.
We'll have our show live from 7 to 9, and then the rest of the 24 hours can just be straight Stouffer's commercials. I don't give a shit. All you have to do is keep us supplied with Stouffer's. And we will fucking broadcast it all day long. I don't give a fuck. I want some Stouffer's. Oh my God, I'm so hungry. I'm gonna
A fuck.
I'm gonna make some as soon as. Oh yeah, where's he at? I don't know. I don't know where he is, but I know where the turkey is. Where's the turkey? There's turkey. Oh, turkey. good turkey. All right. And who is our? Okay, so our halftime tonight, our hip hop halftime. First song, underground artist Vince Staples. Not really underground anymore, but lesser known rapper Vince Staples. And then our second rapper is the king of the battle raps, the Asian sensation, the Korean rhyme killer. We have Dumbfounded, or the artist formerly known as Dumbfounded, Mr. Parker, the Korean MC. It's enticing.
I don't know who either of these people are, and I'm going to have to hear it on the playback because I'm going to go smoke a cigarette and get some ice for my drink.
Of course no one knows who they are, Mark. Well, I never expected anyone to know. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that the second.
But I guarantee you, I'll be driving down the fucking road in desolate ass motherfucking Wyoming in my work truck, and I'll be listening to this playback, and I'll hear these tracks, and I'll be like, man, that shit is fucking dope.
Maybe. I don't know. I just wanted you to hear that there was a Korean guy
that
raps.
I'll say, these are fucking shit. Yeah,
I just wanted you to hear that there was a Korean guy that raps. That was my only purpose. My only purpose for Hip Hop Halftime tonight was for you
that
to hear.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm sure that's Korean. Like. Wanted to show rappers off. In every corner of the globe.
Probably.
Rap is universal.
It is universal. All right. And we're going to universally use it right now to fill at least a couple minutes of time.
Like how many minutes?
I don't know, actually. Not enough. Actually, what's really bad is that I almost grabbed a file that I thought was the right file.
So play for like 2 seconds.
No,
darkness.
It was actually going to play last week's show for the next like 50 minutes or something.
That would really confuse people. Yeah. Another show just started in the middle of this show.
They would never know the difference. We say the same thing every time. They'd be like, wait, am I still listening to the same show? I can't actually tell the difference because they're always talking about the same goddamn shit over and over again. And they're always playing that damn rap music. So we're going to break. We'll be right back, and we've got to take care of this Midnight Massacre before we do anything else. So we'll be right back.
Somebody's going to die.
As a kid, all I wanted was the killer man. Be like my daddy friends, hopping out that minivan. I'm 38, spinning like a ceiling fan, crying on my mama phone, swaying, he a different man, talking to me monotone, hardly ever coming home, knew he was the villain, never been a fan of Superman, beating on my mama in the kitchen, screaming, bitch, you better listen when I speak my mind, used to think he was unbreakable, he did fair time, but made sure nigga play was full and not shine, when walking in the first day of school, new J's and all of that football was cornerback, never made a game, I played for Compton High. But my daddy was the man that would be suicide. Pick me up for visitation in the newest ride. Always told me that he loved me, fuck his foolish pride. As a kid, all I wanted was to kill a man. Cause my daddy did it, eyes bloodshot. With the caddy tinted, fuck handouts. Fuck the county building, never seen that. Catch him ride around the city with the seat back. With the seat back, with the seat back. Catch him ride around the city with the seat back. With the seat back, with the seat back. And ride around the city with the seat back. As a kid, all I wanted was 100 grand. Uncle counting money while my daddy cutting grams. Made me promise that the shit would never touch my hands. And it never did. Said it make me be a better man. Smoking in the crib, hiding dip inside of soda cans. Black bandana on his arm, needle in his hand. Mama trying to wake him up, young, so I ain't understand why she wouldn't let my daddy sleep. Used to see him stand out in the alley through my window. Drinking him with his homies, blowing cig smoke. Lights flash, now we running from the wind's lows. Hear him screaming for my mama at the back door. Sometimes she wouldn't open it. Sitting on the couch, face emotionless. I don't think they ever noticed that I noticed it. As a kid, all I wanted was 100 grand. Cause my daddy did it, eyes bloodshot. Put the caddy tinted, fuck handouts. Fuck the county building, never seen that. Catch him ride around the city with the seat back. With the seat back, with the seat back. Catch him ride around the city with the seat back. With the seat back, with the seat back. Catch him ride around the city with the seat back. with the seat back, with the seat back, with the seat back. Catch a ride around the city with the seat back, with the seat back, with the seat back. Catch a ride around the city with the seat back. Spotify later, I'm a pro, use a prototype, all your rhymes beta. You rappers undecided like a poli-sci major. Been reading novels as big as Bibles in different genres, from Murakami's to How to Cultivate Marijuana. Been eating better from chicken burgers to Parmigiana. They never let us, now they try to put their arm around us. No baby mamas and no dad, I'm a fucking problem. Got a bitch that's mad rich and La Cunada. Rumor has it that her daddy on Sriracha. If it's ever out of business, I ain't never have to stock up. Back up, yeah, Parker be the name. Motherfuckers try to put me in a marketable lane. You can take all that bullshit to Barcelona, Spain. I'm the head matador around these parts, it's the K. Town that is, renowned that is. Got the baddest down, yellow bitches around your dick. I might buy you Chris, but that about it. I might light your cig, but that about it, huh? Been going in, straight underdog. One nation, under God, fuck a blog. I seen too many rappers try to suck them off, but not John, got my own dog. So iconic with a flow like God. They should have my statue on Vermont Boulevard. I got a gang of bras that look like Nia Long, that cook like Little B and fuck like Belladonna. Hot pills, the next morning it's oxtail. Hot pots with smells that leave the block filled. Got Asian homies that sell rock and rock grills, and still helping at the shop that the pops built. That side hustle that mama don't really know about. Nah, she don't question as long as the envelope is out. Deliver money to her door like the clearinghouse. Now that's a good son, something she can brag about. Harvard, Princeton, Berkeley, and Stanford. Booked by the top schools, I'm loved by the chancellors. Came from the junkyard, Asian son of Sanford. I raised these kids, now they raise them like the Panthers. Now I ain't saying I'm a pioneer, but I ain't saying that I'm not. I was raised in the riot years, 92, while it was quiet on your block. You driving a Passat while biting your croissant, relying on your pops to supply you with the guap. Your life is a facade, he's a trust fund baby. You ain't on the list, use a plus one maybe. Catch me whining and dining at Line Hotel. Pretty servers with the stripes looking fine as hell. The homie Roy treat me like top clientele. You know that's family, he never lets me buy my meals. On some good fella shit, got some hood yellow kids looking up to a brother like he leads fellowship. You want to hear a speech to achieve excellence, but my outreach, tell them do as you wish. Use intuition and lose inhibitions. My major and minor were two intersections. My professors are locked up or doped up. The ones we idolize now like the toast us. Used to chill at Chateau Park, now I'm at Chateau Marmont. Came a long way, now I'm on. Yo, I'm back, but for now I'm gone. Let the motherfucker try me, try me.
The nefarious Dr. Dark.
Get your hand off my penis!
Welcome.
But you can keep tickling my balls.
Welcome to the second hour, and welcome to Dr. Dark. What's up, Dr. Dark?
What's up?
You keeping it dark?
Yeah, I know. You
I am.
You got to respond with more than a what's up. Come on. But you can't just say it back. What's up? I'm asking, what's up? I'm actually asking you what's up.
I don't know. I just got home, and I don't know what y'all been talking about. And, yeah.
Well, we've just kind of been talking about Turkey Day. About it. And see, I had to find a sounder because I knew you wouldn't be here for the first hour, and I know that Dr. Dark can actually do a really good turkey call.
No, I can't.
Oh, dude, come on, you don't need to be embarrassed. It's an amazing turkey call. Go ahead and let everyone hear it.
No, I don't make turkey noises. that's too much like supporting the enemy.
Supporting what? The enemy?
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know. What is he talking about?
Yeah, just go. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
those fucking nutless turkeys down the road.
The nutless turkeys down the road. Oh, yeah. That's right. We got rivalry week. That's right. Virginia Tech and the Fagaliers. I forgot about that. Forgot we had to play your little bitch-ass motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. You know what? If you guys finally win, that'll be fine, because we've won 12 fucking straight Yeagers. So go ahead and
have
your
one. No, it's more than that, dude.
No, straight. It's only been 12. We're going for 13 this year. But it's cool. We'll stop at 12.
It really, I promise it's really more than that.
Not in a row. Not in a row.
Listen, yes, Virginia has not won that game since my senior year there, which would have been November of 2003. Okay, yeah, that is
1955.
Yeah,
that is 13 years, my bad. For some reason, I was thinking 99, which was our senior year in high school.
No, it was 2003, right? 2003 was the last time.
Yes, you're right. It's 13 years.
Yep, so that's fine. You guys can finally have one. That's fine. I think we can at least both agree, you know, it's time of thanks and giving that we both want to see somebody go down on Turkey Day tomorrow, and this is the Dallas fucking Cowboys.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, good. We just had to clear that up. So, Dr. Dark, well, we've been doing guts. Would you like to...
There it is.
So do you want to spill your guts? These are questions that are easy enough for you.
I don't really have much to spill my guts about, except that I can tell you for certain that if you take corners too sharp in a vehicle with the doors open or no door at all, shit will fly out of the cab.
No shit.
Oh my God, you crazy.
How did you find this out?
Yeah, what in the world?
I can't tell you, but I know for a fact that it is true.
That is ridiculous.
If you have, say, a clipboard with like notes and maps and things on it, and it's not like wedged into the dash, it could go like flying across the dash and just bounce right out the door. Or if you have litter, like drink bottles that are loose, they could just go flying right out the door.
Well, that is ridiculous. No,
what's super fun is one of my duties at work is to take the cardboard out, and the inventory that we stock requires a fucking stupid amount of cardboard. So, yeah, sometimes I get to drive the other technicians' trucks that have, like, just an open flatbed. And good luck getting that down the road in the fucking Wyoming wind without ending up with cardboard everywhere.
You guys both sound like you're dealing with a lot of problems there with automobiles.
I got problems. Automobiles. With cardboard.
But actually, Dr. Dark, what I meant was, did you want to spill your guts and answer the questions? Maybe you've forgotten, but for the last however many weeks we have.
You forgot how we do this now?
Well, he hasn't actually been here for the first hour.
Yeah, because I haven't been here for the first hour for a while. That's right.
Okay, so your first one is from Darren, and it says, what horror movies will you be watching on American Thanksgiving?
I think it was horror or otherwise, because I said They Live in, like, Indiana Jones and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably honestly won't watch any, because I have daddy daycare duty on Thursday, so by the time they go to bed, I'll be falling asleep.
Well, you'll probably be asleep long before that after you eat a bunch of turkey, dude.
Well, I mean, I can't go to sleep while they're awake. First of all, they won't let me. I mean, they'll be like, yeah, wake up.
Oh, Smoke says that he thinks that you keep a piss bottle. And that's what's going on.
No,
you got a trucker bomb at your job. don't give me sanctioned bathroom breaks.
So I just find a place and let it fly, honestly. because I have two like nice water bottles that, you know, I reuse every day. They're like, you know, actual meant to be reused water bottles. So I'm not gonna piss in one of them, and I mean, it's really hard to pee into just like a normal drink bottle without, you know, building up an airlock and a little bit of piss spraying out everywhere.
Jesus,
or you actually run it over.
He's going through the science of
difficult.
This. He's broken this down. It's Mythbusters.
He's tried it difficult. More than a few times.
I have, and I've ended up with pee on me more than a few times. So,
first of all, I don't think it's pee, and I don't think he's trying to pee when he's sticking the head of his dick into a bottle. I think it's for other purposes.
I mean, that's the point. It doesn't fit in, so you when you put the tip over the hole in the bottle, like it builds up an airlock, and when you move it away a little bit, it a little bit of pee sprays out.
Dark's like, except if I get my big old Gatorade bottle. Woo-wee.
Stay tuned for more of Dark Solves Super Perverted Mysteries. Like, can you fuck a bottle?
He's like, no, because in fact, your dick won't actually go in there. See, your dick head's going to seal around the hole, creating an airlock, which is going to cause air to go back into your pee hole and cause great pain. Dr. Dark is really bringing it down.
Or it's going to cause splashback.
The doctor does not recommend you fuck a fucking normal size soda bottle. You got to go for that Gatorade bottle.
Yeah, I definitely just like backed up toward a fence at a business and pissed right behind the truck one day.
God, Jacob King.
I know people that got arrested for pissing in public. Usually drunk.
Wait,
yeah, well, I was totally sober. I opened the back door of the truck to make it look like I was like possibly looking in there, but I was definitely just turned to the side pissing.
Oh my God, Lance.
OMG.
Oh my God, what? Lance. Oh my God.
He's what have you
found,
done?
He's found a picture of Dr. Dark.
Oh! Can't unsee that. Thanks, Lance. Prepare to maybe be booted from fucking Facebook if anything.
See,
recently.
Now, Lance, if you get booted, you're going to know that Mark has been the culprit all along. This is
I am not doing any such thing.
This is like what's going on this season of South Park. The one that's harassing all the little girls at school is secretly. It's secretly Mark. It is secretly Mark. He is the one that is banning everyone. So I guess it is
the hell away from the group until that gets buried a few posts deep.
We just took Dark's Mythbusters badge and pulled it right off of him because I think his myth has been busted because that definitely looks like he found a way to get it in there.
Of course, somebody has tried this and documented it somewhere that it can be found with the Googles.
Mark, trying is failing in getting an airlock, like Dr. Dark said. This guy succeeded in what he was trying to do. I mean, it is in there, sir.
It's in there, but I'm not sure how he's going to get it out.
He's going to have to cut the motherfucker away.
He's going to have to think about really unsexy things for about 3 minutes.
I don't think that being hard is the problem there, sir. Have you, Mark? You might need to give that picture another glance, sir. That is
no,
not this
I'm
guy's
not doing
issue.
It.
This guy's going to have to cut it off like saving a dolphin from fucking like a six-pack ring. I mean, it's not. It's going
to
be bad.
Mean, he's going to have to cut the bottom out of that bottle and like spray some Pam down in there and see if enough of it can leak around to slide it out.
Jesus. Only on Dr. Dark's guts do we end up here from asking a question.
This is like a flat line.
Yeah, and I think all we asked was what he was going to be watching, and somehow we've gone this way.
I mean, I'll probably watch the Macy's parade in the morning. That's about the most I can tell you.
Well, that is horrific. Some of that lip syncing that goes on there.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, there are. There are. What is your favorite anthology?
My favorite anthology.
That's a great answer.
You mean like?
Like Creepshow.
Oh, okay.
But we already said Creepshow, so see if you can come up with another one that dig a lot.
Well, clearly that's why I used Creepshow, Mark, to cockblock him out of using it strategically without having to actually tell him that. But
right?
You just go right ahead and tell him the whole details.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, would you count something like Trick or Treat?
Yes, I would.
I mean, because they're related. They're all related stories. They're not totally separate.
But they are like short little vignettes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Trick or Treat is my favorite. I actually like what is that Snoop Dogg one though?
Oh, Hood of Horror. I agree. I liked Hood of Horror too.
Yeah.
And I like Tales from the Hood. I like that one too.
Yeah.
Yes. Tales from the Hood. Good.
Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone movie. Tales from the Dark Side. Yeah. The movie. These were all really good ones. You know what? It's really hard to go bad with an anthology movie. I mean, it's been done.
At least
it's been done.
Usually one or two of them will be good, like Tales from Halloween.
Yeah, something like that, or even Creepshow 3, which I think there was still something decent on Creepshow 3. I love Creepshow 2, but Creepshow 3 was...
I never actually watched ABCs of Death 2 because I heard so many bad things, but I mean, that the first one had was really hit or miss. Some of them were good, and some of them were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, true. Well,
Fucking Ty West one.
Oh, yes.
I want to punch him for that. Not really. I'm not going to punch Ty West, I swear.
He said it. He said it right here, folks. He's going to try to punch
not
Ty
gonna
West. He's
punch gonna anybody.
He's already tried to punch Jack Ketchum and Kane Hodder. And so
neither of those things are remotely true.
They're kind of remotely true. Don't discredit it all the way, Mark. They're kind of almost remotely true.
I punched nobody.
You
not
punched.
Even YouTube.
I mean, in fairness, the Jack Ketchum one was going to be in self defense after he punched you.
But yeah, I massively offended him, and he probably should have punched me.
Yeah, true. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that. All right. So, Dr. Dark, how do you feel about straight to DVD horror movie sequels? Yay or nay?
I'm okay with it, honestly, because at least it's getting it out there. It's getting stuff out that wouldn't, I mean, obviously it's hit or miss. I mean, it's getting stuff out there that a studio is not taking a chance with a major release, but might resonate with, you know, a decent set of fans. So I'm okay with it.
That was a way better answer than I had.
Southbound, Myron, yes. Hell yes. I don't know how we forgot about Southbound. Southbound's
I haven't watched that one yet. It's been sitting on my Amazon Prime free-to-watch queue list for quite a while. I've heard nothing but good things.
Alicia Newman, you're right. Holidays was pretty decent. I liked Holidays. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, Holidays was okay.
Even that Kevin Smith one that I haven't watched yet.
Yes.
He did Halloween. I haven't watched it yet. Right. Duncan hated that one.
I already had my Kevin Smith thing over there at Podcast on the Stairs with Alicia about yoga hosers. Yeah.
Buzz your Kevin Smith movies. Woof.
Yeah, it's not. I think the only reason that we attack someone like, and I could be wrong, we do attack them for other reasons, but a lot of the reasons for someone like Rob Zombie or Kevin Smith is because they have done something that we did enjoy back in the day, so we really set really high bars for these people that they need to meet.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them a shot time after time to sit through fucking totally crappy movies if I didn't think they had the potential to make something really killer.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking
like...
We get
something like 31.
We're not talking like UA Bowl movies or anything. We're not talking about setting through stuff like House from the Dead or House of the Dead 100 times, but, you know, that's a whole different level. God, I don't even talk about that guy. Ugh. He just kills me.
Life is too fucking short, my friend.
Yeah, ugh. All right, so, Dark, your final question for this Guts... In honor of Boris Karloff's birthday, what is your favorite non-Frankenstein Boris Karloff performance?
Dracula?
Wrong answer, McFly.
I don't know. I
might have to Google this
really
one. Honestly, I did.
I haven't.
Because he is mostly known for fucking Frankenstein.
Dr. Dark. Okay, so let's answer for Dr. Dark. He would have said either...
The Mummy?
Yes, he would have said The Mummy, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or what's the other one that I used? With
either
Jonathan,
Black Sabbath or Black Cat.
Or Arsenic and Old Lace. That's the one I was thinking he would have used.
Those are your choices. I'm sure you've seen at least one of those.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen The Grinch. Yeah, that's probably it that I've legitimately seen out of that list.
You saw Arsenic and Old Lace, haven't you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow, all right. I saw
you should, that's good.
Yeah, I just thought...
No, I didn't take Jabba's drama class.
Oh, he's a dick.
But I did drive past his house in Culpeper today, and I tooted the horn politely as I went by.
Dr. Dark, why would you use actual like names of places and people? Why are you doing that? What is that?
I said
you kind of did.
I said one name.
You kind of did. You kind of did.
Night of incrimination.
The name of a place.
So.
It really has. The night started off that way for Mark as he decided.
Be careful what you say, Dark, because Danny caught me saying something really not cool at the beginning of this fucking show.
I caught Mark like the show starts and he's going, "This is getting high, man." That's how the show starts.
Yup. Danny is a terrible person.
I couldn't figure out a song, and so I just had to hit live. I didn't know Mark was going to hit a bowl right then. Jesus Lord. Jacob says, when it's time to get rid of the cock breath by taking more cock, and he's got a picture of 1 foot cock, the original humdinger bourbon whiskey. Oof, Jesus Lord. I don't think I could drink something called 1 foot cock. That is a very mutated looking cock on the label there.
I ain't got shit to do fucking tomorrow. I'm getting fucked
Jacob
up.
Jacob Kane says, no love for the Raven, Karloff, Lurie, and Price with young Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, all the stuff he did with Corman was pretty rad. Like, was he in, Pit in the Pendulum?
Pit in the Pendulum?
Like all those Corman-produced Edgar Allan Poe movies.
Oh, those were cool, though. I like those. I like that. Yeah. I just like the settings of those. I love those.
Those are fun.
Yeah, they really are a lot of fun.
No, it's Vincent Price isn't Pit in the Pendulum.
That's right. Oh, Vincent Price.
Who was the scary looking Dracula that I'm thinking of?
Bela Lugosi?
Bela Lugosi.
Oh, yeah, him.
Or
yeah.
Christopher Lee?
No, definitely Bela Lugosi.
Yeah.
Bela, Boris, I mean, whatever.
They're like the old school horror Rat Pack.
Lon Chaney, Claude Rains.
I mean, one black and white movie is as good as another.
Oh my Lord.
No.
Look, after last week, why would you piss more people off? That is not true. No, not at all.
Black and white movies suck.
Oh my God, are you
especially
fucking
those silent ones where there's like
he's just
the subtitles and people
rabble,
making faces
rabble,
and
rabble.
Shit. Fuck that.
Get off my lawn.
I know, I'm not listening to this right now.
All right.
I'm not listening to this. You're going to drown.
I'm not buying this bullshit for a New York minute.
She's a breaking, I'm drowning slowly.
Breaking my fucking heart, Dark.
I know, Dark. Why you put us in that? Why you do this to me, Demi? Why you do this to me, Demi?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Monica says that she's buffering every 5 seconds. Fucking missing out. Destroyed. And this is a survivor. And we haven't gotten into it yet. But, you know, Alicia, the survivor girl, says, they haven't done the roll yet. If you miss it, I promise it. Or I will split it. She'll split it.
What?
She'll split it. See how our listeners.
Split what?
Oh, we got a prize for the Midnight Massacre. Now, it's a fucking signed podcast stairs poster and a crazy fucking Japanese Twin Peaks release.
Yeah.
Or it might be Chinese or. Fucking who the fuck knows?
Who the hell knows? But it's sealed and it's
we're doing another one in December. I might be able to provide a fucking sweet prize for that one because I got all kinds of cool shit.
All the Asian languages are the same. I mean, you think they all just sound the same?
Look, see, he's trying to stir stuff up. He's like coming here to stir.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
What's up with that? Why are you stirring? I think Dr. Dark's the one that stole my phone, actually. I think that son of a bitch snuck in there and stole my phone to be an asshole.
No, I really think you're beating off in the bathroom and you accidentally dropped it on the floor instead of sticking it back in your pocket.
Why wouldn't I just, if that were all the case, say you were correct and that was all the case, why exactly would I, why wouldn't I just pick the phone up off the bathroom floor? If I'm going to sit in a public bathroom and masturbate, why would I be worried about my phone falling on the bathroom floor? Why would I just pick it up? I don't understand your point.
You just didn't notice that you threw it on the floor.
I didn't notice that the phone that I was just using it just fell on the floor. I didn't notice the phone on the floor. Like,
well,
I don't know what kind of.
How did you lose it?
Okay. You want to know? All right. So this is what happened. I was sitting outside of work, and I looked at my phone, and I set it down beside me, and I took a drink, and I'm smoking a cigarette, and I get up and I start walking in. So I've walked like 30 feet into the door, right? And as soon as I get through the second set of the double doors, I'm like, ah, shit, my phone is out there. I turn around and walk back. It's already gone from the bench. My cigarette is still sitting there smoldering out. Like, I mean, it's literally been like less than a minute, and the phone is gone. And I go all the way down the sidewalk and all the way back up, and I'm going all over the place. And the thing is, there's not a lot of people around. I don't know how the fuck someone got through there and where the hell they went. But yeah, it was gone.
Wow.
So I don't actually, because I don't prepare. I'm not preemptive like that. I didn't put the Find My iPhone on there, so I was kind of fucked. But I had my wife text it and say, "Oh, hey, don't worry. We're gonna turn on the Find My phone and we'll locate the phone." And suddenly, no more messages would go through, and the phone would go straight to voicemail. So clearly, they saw the message. And got the point, turned it off, and who the fuck knows where they threw it. I don't know. But it's gone now. It's gone.
That sucks.
It's all right. Hopefully they'll go try to turn it in somewhere.
When did you lose this? Like the day before yesterday? Like Monday?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I know I tried to call you yesterday morning, and it went straight to voicemail.
It totally was and dark. He's like, let's see him fucking not return my calls now,
I don't listen,
bitch.
Listen to him how he's like, snap. Hey. He's like, so what day did you lose it? Oh, okay. Well, I called after that, dude. So that's taking the spotlight off me, right? Right, guys? Right? Like, that's what he's trying
I'm
to pull
just here. Saying, I tried to call yesterday. It went straight to voicemail. I tried to call this morning, and it was like, message da-da-da from Verizon. This line cannot accept calls at this time.
Shit, yeah. I suspended
like, oh, well,
that motherfucker.
I guess he shut it off.
I suspended that motherfucker, and I flagged that device. So I'm just waiting for that bitch to show up somewhere. I flagged that motherfucker, man. That's ridiculous, dude.
What do they do if you, like, report your phone stolen and you have, like, a solid fucking, here it is, go get it kind of deal? Like, can you call the
you know,
cops on
it's funny.
Or
I was
something?
Wondering the same thing because, like, you know, because we do a horror show. We watch a lot of horror. I picture things in a horror frame of mind. I'm imagining if I used my Find My iPhone and it just takes me to this yellow dot blinking in somewhere like Cabrini Green from like Candyman. And I'm like,
you can have it.
I'm like, it's here. But where in this giant apartment complex is it? Who in here has my phone? Like in looking at your surroundings, you're like, you know, there's like 90 doors here. You know, look at the neighborhood. Do I trust to knock on any of these 90 doors and not get scared every fucking time someone comes to this door? Like, yeah, so I thought this through. I'm like, well, would I really, you know, being the scaredy cat I am from watching horror, would I really have gone to a location if I would have had Find My iPhone on there? Fuck no, I'd have had to call the cops.
Well, yeah, that's what you should do. When Find My iPhone first came out, there was a story from a guy on another podcast who he had an iPad and his kid was using it like sitting in the shopping cart, and they left it in the shopping cart, and then he remembered and like, you know, went on Find My iPhone and somebody had swiped it out of the shopping cart, and like he drove to near where it was and like called the police, and they went in, knocked on the door and said, hey, you know, this is showing this device is in here. Where's it at? And they brought it out.
Well, see, well, it's rough. It's rough not having it now, you know, because that's where the bracket was. That's where the only copy of the bracket was. But luckily, Mark has all the shows, and we're going to put the bracket back together, so it'll be fine. We've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
And I had all of our Christmas stuff ready to go over onto our page and everything like that. That's all fucking gone now too. And
did you get a new one yet?
Yeah, I did, because someone, Monica, asked, have you, you know, didn't get it? Are you late? Haven't gotten a new one. Yeah, I got a new one. I got it. I just got to get it all set up properly, man. Got to get this thing set up. I had to run home and do the show, you know? I don't have time. So, rock on, rock on. All right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what, I'm really just excited to get into the Christmas stuff starting next week, because I like the Christmas horror stuff. I'm really excited about it. And I like the real Christmas stuff, too. I'm not going to lie just because it's a horror show. I enjoy the Christmas shit, too. I just don't like hearing about it too fucking soon. You know what I mean? It's all right now, right?
December.
We're getting into December, that's fine. If I can't put up my Halloween stuff in September, then I don't want to see Christmas stuff till December. That's just how it's got to go. It's only fair if I can't have 2 months. You know, I would think that you would want everyone to have 2 months because it's a pain in the ass and we're all lazy and don't want to take that shit down. But you know what's funny is
you're not allowed in my neighborhood to put it up more than 30 days in advance.
Now listen, didn't you actually get in trouble in your neighborhood with your holiday lights for something?
I've gotten letters from the homeowners association telling
me fucking the Clark
holidays
Griswold?
Are well past. And well, that's the thing; they weren't even on. I had taken the kids of those damn inflatable things, and I had taken them down. I hadn't taken the lights off of the gutters. They're just, you know, those white icicle lights. I mean, during the day, you can barely even see them. And at night, obviously, you can't see them at all if they're not plugged up. Well, I still got a letter saying the holidays have well passed and you need to take those down. Because I live in, you know, communist Stepford. And they have a whole book of rules and regulations about how to live your life in this community. So
it's pretty creepy. You're like living a science fiction horror flick.
The bad
episode of the X-Files.
Yep.
Because I'm a dick. When I got that letter, I just drove like the three streets around that connect to my street around here, and every house that still had like a wreath or lights or something Christmas up, I wrote the address down. And when I responded to their letter, I said,
"You dick.
I've received your letter, and I've taken note of what, you know, I've taken care of what you asked me to do. By the way, if you are, you know, into strictly enforcing this policy, you may want to also check these locations because I have observed that they all have holiday decorations still up."
Well, you know, if you can't party, then no one should be able to party. Fuck them all. Fuck
exactly,
them all.
Damn it.
Fuck
all of them.
Be thankful. Be thankful, man. Be thankful. All right.
I am thankful.
I'm thankful too. I'm thankful that the show is almost over. That's what I'm thankful for. Because, you know, well, I mean, what can we do? We just weren't, you know, we weren't expecting this. And I'm really, I'm kind of weary about getting back into Horror's Biggest Badass. Honestly, because, you know, people are not happy with Buffy the Vampire Slayer going out so quickly. Not happy at all. It's very, very controversial. It's a very controversial call.
Yeah, next week, either Supernatural or Stranger Things is going to go. One of the two.
Yeah, my cousin was like, yeah, look at me. I'm going to go on a Vegas vacation. And she's got to post all these pictures like, oh, look, I just won like $300 off this $2 card. And it's all this annoying shit. I'm looking through it. I'm like, yeah, fuck your Vegas. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, look, I just happened to run into at the airport. And there she is with Dustin from Stranger Things. And I'm like, bitch, you don't even know about this show. Like, well, why is this happening to me?
You don't even know.
You don't even know. You don't even know. I have to tell you about it. Motherfucker. Whatever. It's ridiculous. I'm just glad that some of the listeners went and finished Channel Zero, Candle Cove, because Dr. Dark hates it so much and never watched it. So, and they all agreed it was good. It was good. They enjoyed it. It was great. It's a good show. But then again, Dr. Dark won't watch Game of Thrones, and neither will you. So I don't know. I'm kind of whatever. Ridiculous.
I'm sorry,
I haven't watched it yet, but Danny's gonna send me some bootleg clips for sure.
Yeah, I have you, motherfuckers.
This is a show. Fucking Channel Zero.
Yeah.
I put a way for you to watch that in the chat last week. I put it in there for Brett.
I forgot all about that.
I don't know what was going on.
It's still there.
I don't know what was going on. I wasn't paying attention. Whatever. Whatever you guys were doing. Flipping something around. Doing something. Dr. Dark, are you going to do something special for Christmas for us?
What do you want me to do? Dress up like Santa Claus and let you sit on my lap?
Oh, my God. I meant like a segment for the show, you fucking weirdo. What the fuck? You just made my nuts like try to crawl back into themselves. That's so weird feeling. I think I just pissed a little down my leg, too. It's, oh, God, how awkward that all felt. Where is Belle right now? Jesus Christ. Oh, you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for a Q-tip that I can use to jab my goddamn eardrums out with, because I don't want them to ever hear anything again now. Good Lord. Jesus Christ, Dr. Dark. I meant a Christmas segment.
Sure, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to write a dark discussion about
Krampus?
A Christmas massacre?
You should do Krampus. You should tell us all about Krampus.
Krampussy.
Yeah, maybe you can find one of those to watch and do a Dr. Dark's horror porn review. Krampussy. I bet there is one. Or maybe you can even like make your own commercial for one. Hey, we're going to have a wrap-off next week. We're going to rap battle.
I know.
Well, we're not really going to rap battle. We're going to take other people's raps and just memorize them, and we're all going to spit them at each other so we think that we're rap battling. Because none of us can really come up with rhymes off the top of our head. That's impossible. It's hard enough for us to memorize other people's lines and try to say them back. See, look, I can't even – that's not even the proper term. You don't say them back. This is going to be awkward. But, yeah, that's what we're going to do next week.
I mean,
you
pretty much are saying them back. I mean, you're not singing them.
True.
I mean, rapping isn't singing.
True. It's our hip-hop halftime holiday wrap-off. It's going to be great. And hopefully Undead's there to give us the Simon Cowell comments the entire time about our rap.
Get off my lawn.
Look, dude, that's like a perfect pun. You know, like holiday wrapping paper. Like
that's why it was called the hip-hop halftime holiday wrap-off. Like, yeah, of course. He's like, no,
I
that's
tear the rapper
I'm,
off.
I'm glad that it worked because he's like, guys, the Da Vinci Code. I figured it out. Did you know that rap is twice? It's like, well, don't worry, Dr. Dark. I did that yesterday when they unveiled, you know, the NHL announced their new team because somehow to keep things balanced in a league that have an even number of teams, you just add one team. Don't know how that works, but Las Vegas got their own team, and it's called the Golden Knights, and, you know, it's a knight as their logo, and I'm like, Golden Knights, and I'm like, all right, Gold Vegas. I don't understand what's the Knights, and then Golden Knights, and I'm like, oh, I am really a Forrest Gump. That's retarded. Why didn't I catch that? But, yeah, it was ridiculous. They made this huge big deal about unveiling this this hockey team name, and they're like, and here it is, and they hit the button, and the video doesn't come on the screen, and this is live. I mean, there's like 60,000 people watching this on the Facebook thing live and all the people in Vegas, and they can't get the video to play. They have to stall for like 10 minutes while they're getting booed, and the video comes up, and it's literally the logo with some like animated GIFs going on. It's like, are you serious? Like, who the fuck? I hope someone got fired this morning. Like, who the hell didn't know how to hit play on Windows Media Player? What the fuck is wrong with these people? That was a horrifying sight. That was terrifying.
Shame.
I was actually...
Vegas...
Well, because it was Vegas, and I was hoping it was – I should have known they were going to try to go for a Vegas-type name, but I was really kind of hoping that we were going to get a horror-themed kind of mascot name, you know? I don't know. I would just like to we've got the Ravens in football, so I just kind of wanted to see maybe we would go, like, something cool, but, you know, it wasn't. It wasn't cool at all.
Well, I mean, you know, Vegas has weird stuff anyway, like – you know, UNLV, the Running Rebels. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. What is a is that Running Rebel? I would imagine their mascot looks like Yosemite Sam. What the fuck is a Running Rebel?
Varmint.
Yosemite Sam carrying a Confederate flag or something.
Yes, a Running Rebel. That is what I imagine. I apologize to anyone that's a big, huge, giant, diehard fan of UNLV. I apologize. I don't want to offend. Don't want to offend at all. Not trying to. I'm just putting that out there. We've been putting
that. I don't care. I mean, if you can tell me what it is, I mean, why it's significant.
What a Running Rebel is? Why it's significant?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who the fuck knows? I don't know why Running Rebel's significant. All right. So you're going to try to do some kind of holiday segment for us, right?
Sure.
And Mark's creating the story this time. Mark is going to be director for Midnight Massacre. So he's going to do a Christmas themed, and you're going to come up with so you just use the basic six floor plan or whatever you want to do, right? Or are you doing it differently?
Yep.
You're throwing a whole different twist on it altogether. This is going to be interesting. I'm excited to see this.
You troned out. I didn't know what the hell you were saying. It's going
to
be good.
He doesn't know what he said yes to.
You don't know what you said yes to?
Apparently not.
I asked you, are you going to use the six die method? The six
yes.
room, six die. Okay, well, I said, are you going to use the six die method? And you're like, no. And you didn't answer. So I was like, wait, you're changing it all up? You're like, yeah, I am. I'm like, oh, that's going to be crazy.
Didn't hear that last part.
That's what Dr. Dark said. All right, so cool. You're doing the six room, six die method, and you're going to do the whole story. It's a Christmas-themed massacre story. Mark is in control this time. We'll keep passing this bad boy around because I think people enjoy getting killed and they enjoy getting free shit, right? I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't enjoy getting free shit? And who knows?
Nobody.
Maybe every once in a while it'll be something like it's like uber super cool, like the signed poster from Duncan, right? We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Dr. Dark.
Yes.
Have you given it thought? You know, I just gave you about 45 seconds. Have you given it thought? What is going to be your Christmas segment? You're gonna put
not
on.
Give any thought.
You're gonna put on like a Christmas pageant for us or something. What are you gonna do?
Dark, dark nativity set.
A dark nativity.
A dark.
That sounds kind of racial.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's not how he meant it. Not at all.
Hey, senor, I'm looking for a baby.
Oh my god! All right, so we'll have Duncan defends. I really want Undead to do a. We need to get another top 20 coming soon or something. I don't know. I don't know if we can really do a holiday one, right? There's not enough holiday movies, do you think? Maybe you could do an Undead top 10. Is there even 10 holiday movies? There's got to be,
sure,
right?
I'm sure there are.
It's got to be. Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm
we'll
sure
just
there
do it.
Are.
And
I
if
mean,
not,
there's like the, I mean, you have like several titles from the same series on that probably. I mean, how many Black Christmas movies were there?
All right, so we'll do a Fabulous Five. couldn't find okay. Russell couldn't find a Krampus parody, but he did find Hocus Pocus. okay, well, all right. That one we're gonna save.
I mean, doesn't Krampus is just like its own parody? He's got a tongue like a foot long or something, doesn't he?
Darren Wilson. I'm meeting Darren Wilson. We're having hockey talk right quick. I'm just. Oh, you keep going. I'm just reading this.
Why is the foot long tongue the first detail that you discuss?
That's what I'm saying. It's just. It is just begging for some type of porn parody. I mean.
All right. Let's find a Christmas. We need a Christmas parody then.
If you can lick her box from across the room, you might be Krampus.
Monica said. She was laughing at Santa's lap. Oh, gross. Yeah, not Dr. Dark Santa's lap. That's not fly. Not fly. And Russell posts gay jarks. Like there's like some creature in Star Wars. Gay jokes are not funny. Come on, guys. And it's the gay dude, right? From The Walking Dead. I don't watch that much anymore, so I don't know. What, Dark, listen to Dark. He perks up. He's like, what? There's a gay guy on Walking Dead?
Who?
What? Who is that? Who is he?
That's what I'm asking. I don't remember one.
I don't know, dude. I don't watch it. He just, maybe I was just assuming, but I swear I've seen that same picture of them talking about, being a gay guy. I don't know. I didn't know.
Hocus Pocus.
No,
the clitoris.
No, we need one for Christmas. We need a Christmas porn parody. A Christmas porn parody. And you're going to do a horror porn review.
There's plenty of them, dude. I'm sure there's plenty of them with like little girls in skimpy outfits sitting under the Christmas tree waiting for Santa. And I don't mean little girls like that. I mean like skinny girls.
Yeah, don't. How about you not use the phrase little girl?
I'm trying hard not to throw up.
Oh my God. There looks like there might be a Grinch porn parody. That would be good if we could find that.
He's furry. I bet he has a weird-looking wiener.
Dude, why are you concerned with what the wiener of the fucking Grinch looks like? What the fuck do you care about his wiener for? I mean, shouldn't you be more interested in the dog's anus? This is a cute dog. Right? The dog? I mean, what are you concerned with the Grinch's wiener for? You're the type of guy that would finger an Oompa Loompa right in his butthole, wouldn't you? You just seem like that type of guy to walk around. Someone's like, dude, you got Cheeto fingers. You're like, no, I've been fucking Oompa Loompas.
I'm going to stick my finger in you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're not right at all, Dr. Dark. Not at fucking all.
Oompa Loompa doopity-dee. If you like that, I'll touch you where you pee.
Oh God! Now you're really getting Yes, Alicia says the character in the meme is gay. Boom, got it. See, Dr. Dark.
That was better than what I was gonna say, Dark. Which is when you finish, you say doopity doo.
Oh, I was going to come up with another verse if y'all let me, but
oh, go for it.
No, that's fine. I don't remember that dude. I looked at the meme. I don't think he's a current character.
Russell C. has now found you a porn. It's called The Nutcracker. 100% ball-kicking, cock-biting, holiday humiliation. Number one name in niche hardcore. This is white ghetto fetish. There's a white ghetto fetish. You like white ghetto girls?
What?
How the Grinch.
Not really.
Listen, here we go. Burning Angel Entertainment presents How the Grinch Gaped Christmas. There you go. Oh, my God. This has got to be the one you do. Even better is if we can just get clips from it playing and you play the Boris Karloff narrator for it. And you narrate the porn to us. But you know what? It is like right here at the very, very end. Oh, look, see, Dr. Dark, you're getting Monica in trouble. She's laughing too fucking much, and her coworkers are looking at her like she's a lunatic. Gonna knock off with your Oompa Loompa. All right, you got to do one more, though, now. Now you got to do one more.
I got to think about this.
What?
I got to think about it.
Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa, doompa-dee-doo. Pull your finger out too fast and you will poo.
Oh, my Jesus God, dude. You know what? We were just talking about Nosferatu earlier. You're reminding me of Bing Partridge and all his goofy little rhymes in that book. Bing, Bing, you dumb thing. He is. He's just like him.
Are you having trouble with your fiddlestick?
You see, that is why Kate Mulgrew can only do that. Yes, look, Alicia is just shooting Dark down, who says he watches this show all the time. He is current. He lives in Alexandria.
I mean, I do watch the show, but it's...
The guy on The Walking Dead.
It's boring. So, you know how I feel about boringness.
50 Shades of XXXmas? If that is real, yes. Yes,
wow.
Dr. Dark, you might be set, sir. You might be set for Christmas. Yes,
I'm going to fill up a stocking with jizz.
Monica says, yes, doctor, that was perfect. So there you go. Good job. You want to finish off one more before we do Midnight Massacre for the final?
No, I don't. Right, well, do the Midnight Massacre.
Okay. It's Midnight Massacre time. There are 6 rooms all available. Pick your room and see who survives. Runner-up, like we said, they've been good sports. We'll have to find something to send the runner-up to. So there's only 2 we need to hear from, and that's Monica and Alicia, the survivors of the first Midnight Massacre. So do they get like a heads up going into this next tournament, though, Mark? Because they're like the return for the sequel? Like, you know, a Jamie Lee or a Neve Campbell. I mean, come on. They kind of have like immunity in certain situations that help them progress closer to the end, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll give it some thought. And
I mean, like I said, it's all yours. This one is all your project. I can't wait to see what happens when we get to Dr. Dark. It's going to be like some gay orgy, and we're going to see who like pulls out first, and that's who's going to die. I don't know what his Midnight Massacre story is going to be, but it could get really crazy.
Yeah, more than likely, whoever survives will have some sort of advantage in the December one.
And we have 2 to hear from him. We've been hearing from them for a good portion of the night, and now we've heard nothing.
Suddenly, crickets.
A Christmas orgy. There we go. There's a Christmas orgy. All right, so what are the 6 rooms? Mark, maybe you should lay that out. Because I can't post it again, because that is artwork that was on the old phone.
I'm trying to find it, and I can't fucking... Holy shit, it is buried under so much fucking porn parodies. And Winnie the Pooh pictures and turkeys that look like vaginas and scared
and
kid.
Penis in the bottle. And the penis in the bottle.
Your choices are pretty much 1 through 6.
I'm a dick in a bottle, baby.
You're such a fucking idiot sometimes.
I'm a weenie in a bottle, baby. There you go. That was better.
Oh, yes. You're right. That was better. That does work. Dr. Dark, maybe you have the list out. I don't know. Does anyone have the list? Mark, you don't have the list?
The list is
give,
what?
Give the contact info. I'm getting there.
Dude, okay. It's the dance floor, the smoker's lounge,
no,
the
we know the
bathroom,
room.
The bedroom.
Dude, we know the rooms. We just don't know which. We're trying to get to the picture that would be what they're numbered on the dice. We know the rooms. We just got to know what their numbers are that correspond with them.
If we were smart, we would save
been
these
before.
Things.
I did save this thing.
It was ready right now.
It was ready to be on my phone to look at whenever I needed it. And I don't know how I missed this, but I'm glad I went back through this. Alicia,
got it.
The ref with Kevin Spacey and Dennis Leary. You're goddamn right. That is an amazing movie. And I didn't see Darren. You win the internet because you put Jerry Jones's face on Kane from Poltergeist 2, and it fits perfectly. It fits perfectly. If we have a contest where they have to switch people out, you have to enter this one again, Darren, because you're going to trump them all. That is perfect. Dr. Dark, you have got to go find – I'm going to reshare this because that is perfect. And because tomorrow is Dallas Redskin game, I'm sharing this Jerry Jones. This is amazing. It is creepy as hell. That is definitely Kane.
Fuck all yellow teeth.
I mean, it does. It looks like Kane from Poltergeist 2 and Kane from Poltergeist 3 butt-fucked, and they had a baby, you know, Poltergeist Kane, and it was Jerry Jones, and he is creepy as shit. All right, here we go. Oh, there is the post. Mark's got it up. That rocks. And have they posted the new info yet? No? No? Claudia did.
I don't know.
Claudia posted. She posted a small little symbol because she's dead, like the rest of us. So that's all we can do is post little symbols. We can't do much. All right, Mark. We're going to have to hold on this till next week then. I guess we're going to have to hold out a whole another week. And then you're just going to have to be announcing your new one as this one ends. Wait. Yep. I think that's how it's going to be. All right. So go ahead and give the contact information, Dr. Dark.
You can email us at midnighthorrorshow@yahoo.com. Who knows if anyone will get it, because I don't know the password, and it was probably saved in Danny's phone. You can join the Facebook group, Midnight Horror Show. You can find us on TuneIn Radio, TMHS Radio. You can go to www.tmhsradio.com, and you can listen live on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And you can go to either of those places to find us, to listen live, join the chat room over there. Yeah, send us messages on Facebook. That kind of shit. You can Twitter. We've got TMHS Radio on Twitter.
Okay, so wait. I think they're... here it goes. Uh-oh. All right. Alicia's on the dance floor. Right? Mark, where is Mark? Where's Monica? Nowhere yet? We're waiting. Down to the final minutes. Oh, and go to iTunes. Leave us a review. Someone did leave us a review, what was it, a couple weeks ago? A week or two, three, whatever it was. So thank you. Should have pulled it up.
Was it a good one?
Yeah, actually it was. Finally a good one. It's finally a good one. All right, so here we go. Alicia's on the dance floor. Let's see. Where are we going?
Just five.
We have to be patient, though, because like I said, that, you know, Monica's trying to sneak this around at work, she told us, all right? So, theater. All right, here we go. Four and five on the dice. Four and five are what we need to be hitting, right? And that's who dies or survives, Mark. You call it. Dice roll gets you killed or dice roll saves you?
Dice roll gets you killed.
All right, here we go. Six. Five. Oh, yep. I don't need to roll it again. Now it's five. Five.
Oh, five. Alicia, you're dead. Monica survived.
All right, Alicia, you were the runner-up, so we will get we'll find something to send you as well, because you guys were kicking some ass. All right, so yeah, Monica, you survived. You survived. You're the only survivor out of everyone at Smoke's party that he lived maybe 2 hours through, and so. We'll be moving on as the only true survivor in the next Midnight Massacre that will be starting next week for our Christmas run, our Christmas-a-cur run. So thanks for everyone that participated. It was a lot of fun until everyone died off. Then they were all like, what the fuck? But it's cool. It came down to two like that and two Survivor Girls. So that's awesome. So thanks for everyone. We will put up the Horror's Biggest Badass to vote. Your votes do matter. No matter what Claudia tells you behind the scenes, your votes do matter. They do matter. So they do matter. And we'll put those up. And yeah, we will be back next week, everyone. Everyone have a great, wonderful holiday, right? For those of you that
don't
are eating.
Don't drink
tomorrow.
Too much and don't drink and drive.
And eat a lot, though. Eat a lot.
Eat a lot.
Eat a lot. Eat a lot.
Eat a dick.
All right, and I'll contact
the authorities
Monica.
And report all of you.
Yeah, we're gonna report everyone. I'm really excited about these porn movies that Dark's gonna watch, especially The Grinch That Gaped Christmas. This is what I really. I'm really
You're not nearly as excited as I am.
I'm excited for the Sounder.
Yeah,
Dark,
that's
Dark's whole porn parody.
It's going to be great. I can't wait for it. It's going to be exciting. All right, Dr. Dark, thanks for joining us for the second hour, you son of a bitch. Are you ever going to make it to the first hour again? Probably not. Probably not.
That'll be my New Year's resolution. Probably after the first of the year will I be able to.
Well, we shall see. We shall see where we go. All right, and we will be back next Wednesday to start the December month. Well, it's really November 30th, right? But who cares? It's going to be December anyways, so fuck it. All right, everybody have a good fucking turkey day. And, I lost the turkey sounder. I could have played it one more time. Oh, well. There we go. Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night.
All right, everybody, we're done. We're done. Totally done 2 minutes early.
You're lying.
Why would I be lying on Thanksgiving? Why would
safe
I not
be? Word.
You haven't said the safe word.
Well, let's try. Okay. I just said it. I just said it.
You already fooled me once.
I just said it.
You did not.
I did. You guys must be clipping out. You guys must be clipping out. Oh,
no,
thank
you
guys.
Did not
oh,
say
thank,
it.
Thanks, thanks to the thanks over there. Yes,
we're lies.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah,
I am not thankful for Danny's lies.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm really stopping. Happy holidays, everyone.